It's time for the business news now. Ko Taku Hoa I nāianei, ko Nona Peltier. Nona, DGL, people may remember this company. Anyway, it's going to delist from the NZX following derogatory comments by its chief executive. What reason is it giving for this? Fill in the gaps.
Well, let's see. First of all, the reason it's given is that it listed on the NZX ASX last year, May 24th. And since then, they're saying that even though they have like 689 shareholders, they basically account for only 2.4% of all of its shares, and that basically they don't. It's not worth being listed on the NZX as far as they're concerned. That's the reason they're giving, and they haven't mentioned another recent controversy involving the company, where the chief executive, people might remember Simon Henry, basically suggested that the chef and the founder of My Food Bag had used her sexuality and her race to sell shares and to prop up the company. That did not go down very well, as you might recall. I think you had an opportunity to speak to the chair at that time.
I don't think it did, but yeah, it caused a lot of controversy, obviously, and it shaved off some of their worth, did it not?
It certainly did. And today, even though they're going to be delisted from the end of June and then begin, so all the shareholders who were NZX shareholders will be shifted off to the ASX. So they'll still be able, right. Nothing's going to really happen other than it'll no longer be trading on the NZX from June 28th, delisted June 30th, and then onto the ASX from that point forward. And for some people, it'll be really good riddance. I think there's been a lot of controversy about
it. The interesting thing was, at the time, did do an interview with one of the big retirement investment funds that said they would not go near DGL until there was a change in governance, and because it did not meet their requirements for basically ethical behaviour at that point after the comments were made. So that is an interesting development. All right, let's move on to consumer sentiment. It's slipped to recessionary levels,
yeah,
Mona.
This is,
okay, who says?
Well, this is an ANZ Roy Morgan consumer confidence survey. It's the one we typically use. The industry is gauges. There are a lot of information is based on this particular sentiment survey. The confidence has been slipping. It's now really at a level we haven't seen really since the 2008 global financial crisis, and as well, the number of people who think that they should be buying a major appliance or some big purchase at the moment is sunk below that level that we saw back in 2008. So the numbers are pretty dire. And inflationary pressures, though, interesting. The outlook consumers are saying now is that they think that inflation won't be quite as bad. So perhaps what the Reserve Bank governor is doing to drop inflation expectations, to rein in consumer spending, maybe having some effect. But look, it's important that this is the first time this is one of the report. The report makes this point that this is one of the few times that we've seen consumers feeling like there's, that it's
they're
a real
battening down the hatches.
Well, yes. And if this translates into retail spending, it's bad news for retailers too. It means that consumers are closing their wallet and they're going to hang on tight for the foreseeable future. So that optimism that we often see consumers say, well, it's not good now, but better days ahead, we're not seeing it in the survey.
Okay. Is there more optimistic things that you can tell us about from the markets?
Yeah, well,
okay.
Can you?
Give it to us.
Let me see. Well, let me see. The U.S. Federal Reserve is kind of seemed to be buttoning back on their aggressive stand on their official cash rate. So interest rates in the United States may not escalate as fast as we were expecting. That's had a positive effect on the dollar. Not so much if you're an exporter, but if you're going on a holiday, yes. So 65.2 U.S. cents. Mm-hmm. That was a bit of a perk up because the U.S. dollar index fell, steady at 91.3 Australian and 51.5 pence. So not a lot of change there. The local top 50 index, it dropped a third of a percent, 38 point drop to 11,065. Now, that's a new low for this year. I can't say this has been a really great day, but for some people, they'll say, yeah, I'm going to save a few pennies when I head off to California.
Thanks, Nona. Nona Peltier with Business News there.